Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And day two of our Thanksgiving in 1 hour recipes brings us to something that I know has to be on everybody's table. And I'm talking about your whipped potatoes. Now, my main objective is to get everyone to get away from the box stuff. Don't get me wrong. The box stuff, it's okay. It's got its place and purpose, I guess, in our lives, especially like my son loves something simple at night. I could just whip them up some boxed potatoes. But when we're having family over, it's not something I want to do. So what I'm going to show you now and explain is how to make some really great whipped potatoes without a lot of work. The very first thing we're always going to need to remember is waxy potatoes are going to be able to take more abuse than starchy potatoes. And that's very, very important, because if potatoes cook very, very long, what's going to end up happening of their starchy potatoes, like a russet potato, they will start to break down in the water, and it's not the same. It really is not the same at all, because now they're very watery. And I want to try to avoid water as much as possible, but still remembering that I need water to cook these potatoes. So what I like to use is red or the white potatoes, the waxy potatoes, and they're usually like the smaller red potatoes or the smaller white potatoes. And you can tell by the skin it looks waxy, because they almost look a little bit shiny. And what I like to do is just cut those right in half. And remember, whenever we do potatoes, we always have to start on cold water. If you start on warm water or hot water, there's a good chance that you won't be able to kill that botulism that's actually inside of the potato. And for me, as a chef, it's very important to make sure that we're maintaining and being true, especially to health and safety. So always start your potatoes on cold water. And what we're going to do is we're going to cut our potatoes. We're going to put them in the water. I'm going to let them cook for approximately, depending on how many people you're doing. I only have 4 people in my family. But if I do 5 potatoes, I know they need to cook for at least 10 to 12 minutes. If you're cooking for 50 people, then you know obviously you need to cook a little bit longer. And all we're going to do when they come out, salt and pepper, we're going to go ahead and put them in a stand mixer, like a KitchenAid stand mixer. We're going to go ahead and add heavy cream. We're going to add Parmesan cheese. And with my heavy cream, depending on how much you want, but if you want them really creamy, I would always say with your creams or your milk, always add it less before adding more. And we're going to use heavy cream. We're not going to use any butter, because what happens when you beat up the cream, it turns into butter. So what we're going to use is heavy cream, salt and pepper, a little bit of dried chive, or if you have any dry cilantro, it's really great as well. A little bit of granulated garlic. I'd say for every potato, put about 1/2 tablespoon of granulated garlic and enjoy. I'm Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.